ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम् 6th canto, 1st chapter, text 40. Yes? Yamadhuta uchu Veda pranihito dharmo hi adharmas tad viparyaya vedo narayana sakshat Svayambhur iti shushrama yamaduta uchu veda pranihito dharmo yadharmastad viparyaya vedo narayanak sakshat Svayambhur iti shushuma Yamadhuta uchu Veda pranihito dharmo Yadharmastad viparyaya Vedo narayanak sakshat Svayambhur iti shushuma Yamadhuta uchu Veda pranihito dharmo Yadharmastad viparyaya Vedo narayanak sakshat Svayambhur iti shushuma Ladies, Yamadhuta uchu Veda pranito dharmo Dharmas Vedo narayana saksha
Ahem.
Yamadhutau Chu. The order carriers of Yamaraj said, Veda, by the four Vedas, Sama, Yajur, Rig, and Atharva, Pranihita, prescribed, Dharma, religious principles, He, indeed, Adharma, irreligious principles, Tatvit, Viparyava, the opposite of that. That which is not supported by Vedic injunctions. Vedaha, the Vedas, books of knowledge. Narayana Sakshat, directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Being the words of Narayan. Swayambhu, self-born, self-sufficient, appearing only from the breath of Narayan, and not being learned from anyone else. Iti, thus, Shushuma, we have heard. Translation. The Yamadutas replied, that which is prescribed in the Vedas constitutes dharma, the religious principles, and the opposite of that is irreligion. The Vedas are directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, and are self-born. This we have heard from Yamaraj. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Kijai. The servants of Yamaraj replied quite properly. They did not manufacture principles of religion or irreligion. Instead, they explained what they had heard from the authority Yamaraj. Mahajano yena gatak sapanta. One should follow the Mahajan, the authorized person. Yamaraj is one of 12 authorities. Therefore, the servants of Yamaraj, the Yamadutas, replied with perfect clarity when they said, Shushuma, we have heard. The members of modern civilization manufacture defective religious principles through speculative concoction. This is not dharma. They do not know what is dharma and what is adharma. Therefore, as stated in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, dharma prochita kaitavotra paramo. Dharma, not supported by the Vedas, is rejected from Srimad Bhagavat Dharma. Bhagavat Dharma comprises only that which is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavad Dharma is Sarva Dharmam Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Braja. One must accept the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrender to Him. And whatever He says, that is Dharma. Arjuna, for example, thinking that violence was a Dharma, was declining to fight. But Krishna urged him to fight. Arjuna abided by the orders of Krishna, and therefore he is actually a dharmi, because the order of Krishna is dharma. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Vedaischa sarvairahameva vedya. The real purpose of Veda, knowledge, is to know me. One who knows Krishna perfectly is liberated. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 4:9, Janma karma chame divyam evam yo vetti tatvatah yakva deham punar janma naiti mam eti sorjana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. One who understands Krishna and abides by his order is a candidate for returning home back to Godhead. It may be concluded that dharma, religion, refers to that which is ordered in the Vedas, and adharma, irreligion, refers to that which is not supported in the Vedas. Dharma is not actually manufactured by Narayan. As stated in the Vedas, asya mahato bhutasya nishvasitam etad yad rigvedeti. The injunctions of dharma emanate from the breathing of Narayan, the supreme living entity. Narayan exists eternally and breathes eternally, and therefore dharma, the injunctions of Narayana, also exist eternally. Srila Madhvacharya, the original Acharya for those who belong to the Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, says, Vedanam pratamo bhakta harireva yato vibhu ato vishvatmaka veda iti ahur vedavadinam. The transcendental words of the Vedas emanated from the mouth of the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, the Vedic principles should be understood to be Vaishnava principles, because Vishnu is the origin of the Vedas. The Vedas contain nothing besides the instructions of Vishnu, and one who follows the Vedic principles is a Vaishnava. The Vaishnava is not a member of a manufactured community of this material world. A Vaishnava is a real knower of the Vedas, as is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedaischa Saravaira Aham Eva Vedya. Long purport. Hare Krishna. Prabhupada ki jai. Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayang Rupak Tadamayam Dadati Subhadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yatapadakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Saganaragunatam Mitam Tang Sajivam. Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Mitamscha. Hey Krishna Koruna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kantaratha Kantanamostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshvare Britabhana Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpaturyuvascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Potitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namane. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschatya Deshatarine. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gauravakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kunguroti vachalam kungam langayate girim, yatripatamaham bande, shigurum dinatarinam paramananda madhavam shi chaitanya ishwaram. Yamadutu uchu, veda pranihita dharmo, Yadharmastad viparyaya Vedo Narayana Sakshat Svayambhuriti Shushruma. Translation. Please repeat. The Yamadutas replied, that which is prescribed in the Vedas constitutes dharma, the religious principles. And the opposite of that is irreligion. The Vedas are directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Narayan. And are self-born. This we have heard from Yamaraj. Yamaduta Uchu. So here is the preaching of the Yamadutas. For those who thought that the Yamadutas couldn't preach, here they are preaching to us about dharma. So it is said, dharman tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Dharma means it also descends from the Supreme Personality of God, who is the original source of every janmadi yasya yataha. So here it says it emanates from the Supreme Lord, but at the same time the Vedas are persons. As you know from the Krishna book, the prayers of the personified Vedas. So this is a secret actually to understanding something about the spiritual world. Everything is personal. So even the Vedas are personal. And they're emanating from the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. In several occasions in this purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes the verse from Bhagavad Gita 15:15. Vedaischa sarva. Krishna is the Vedas. He is, Vedas are coming from him. He is the knower of the Vedas. Here we have in the behind Dvaipayana Vyas is there, who is also an expansion, plenary expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada also quotes the Yamadutas who say, Svayambhur iti shushushuma. They are not speculating. Oh, I think this or that. No, it is logical that this or that. No. We have heard shushuma. We have heard from Svayambhur. We have heard from the authority, Yamaraj. And Prabhupada also cites one of the 12 Mahajans is Yamaraj. So they are speaking correctly, Srila Prabhupada says. Srila Prabhupada once wrote me a letter. He said, you can explain this philosophy in your own words, but don't change anything, he said. And many times devotees ask Prabhupada how to preach. They asked him, how do you preach? How can we preach? He said, memorize my purport. And then speak it in your own words. But once he said, memorize one of my lectures and then say it in your own words, like that. So, also, each devotee may have his own realization and expand. Since spiritual knowledge is Krishna, therefore, it is always expanding. Therefore, when we read Bhagavad Gita, for the 100th time, we will find that there is new information there. How is this possible? Something new is there. We've read it so many times, but we see something new. How is this? So this is because it is Krishna. Krishna's Navayovana. He is always new. Here Srila Prabhupada also refers to what real dharma is. Sarva dharmam parityaj mam ekam saranam braja. You give up dharma, he's saying, and surrender to me. That is real dharma. How is giving up dharma real dharma? How is that possible? So here we can understand the rules and regulations which are not conducive to surrender to Krishna. These are not actually true Sanatana Dharma. Because we are interested in Sanatana Dharma, not just some principle of how to live better in this material world. The Vedas are a guide how to get out of this material world. But some Vedas, they also teach you how to live in this material world in a pious way. They also say this. So to differentiate, Krishna is saying, sarvadharmam parityaja, mam ekam saranam raja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshishami mashucha. I'll take care of you, don't worry. Don't worry for your maintenance. How will I live? No, don't worry about that. I will take care of you. Somehow or other, I will make some arrangement, he says. So, here we understand that one who is fully dependent on Krishna, he is fully satisfied, and he is the true knower of religious principles. Indirectly, the Yamadutas are admitting their fault because they are mentioning Narayan here, in this verse. So it seems they know what is the why the Vishnu Dutas are there and what is the right situation. But they are offering their arguments. They are saying that Ajamil is so sinful, therefore we have to take him. But they are not recognizing the power of the holy name. Narayana. Narayana, the holy name is so powerful. Like this. What to speak of someone who surrenders the holy name in full devotion to the Lord. So it is said, Ante Narayana Smriti. Especially getting towards the end of our lives, we have to remember Narayana, the Supreme Personality of God. Somehow or other. Remembering the Lord. This is explained very nicely in the third canto, in the talks between Vidura and Uddhava. Very nice discussion they have. As you know, Vidura went to, he did not participate in the battle of Kurukshetra. He went on pilgrimage. He was exiled by Duryodhana. They sent him, get out of here. So he went, traveling. So after he came back, everything is finished, he inquires from Uddhava, what is the situation? And he asks so many questions. How is this person? How is that person? How is Krishna? How is Balaram? He's asking all these questions to Uddhava. Uddhava, of course, at that time he was very old. And he immediately remembered all his time with Krishna. Not only did he remember his time with Krishna, but he also remembered before how he worshipped Krishna. He had small deities of Krishna that he worshipped. Small murtis of Krishna that he would worship. Sometimes children play with dolls. So Uddhava had these dolls of Krishna that he would play with and he would worship, you know. Uddhava was such a great devotee. He was 5 years old. His mother would call, come eat. Normally children, when you say, come eat, come eat. But Uddhava, he would not listen. He would just continue worshipping Krishna. Very dedicated to the worship of Krishna. So when Vidura asks him about Krishna, at that point, Uddhava remains silent. He is dead silent. He cannot say anything. He is completely, what is the word, dumbfounded. He's completely without words. You know, choking voice. Tears are coming to his eyes. Where do we have this? Kiba Jayo Kiba Shiva Shuka Narada Preme Gada Gada. No? Where else? Shikshastaka. You guys, well, not what? Narana, Narayanam Garadashu. Nayanam Galadashu Dharaya. Gadgadarya Gira. Choked up voice. So he was like this, Uddhava, he couldn't speak. Tears flowing, he started remembering Krishna. When you intensely, that's where it says tivreni bhakti, tivrena bhakti yogin. Tivrena means very intense. All the ecstatic symptoms started coming on his body. He was thinking of remembering Krishna. When you think intensely of Krishna, that way Krishna becomes manifest. He is present then, at that point. Those of you who want to see Krishna, that is the way to see Krishna. So he explored it, remembering Krishna like this. He just became completely absorbed. Uddhava, thinking in Krishna. And as explained to Vidura, was looking at him. He was watching him. And because Vidura is an experienced devotee, he was able to understand that these were ecstatic symptoms. He was able to identify. So sometimes someone may exhibit something that is not true ecstatic symptoms. So you must. Our tradition is we get someone who knows and, hey, what is it? Is this something real or not? So Uddhava was very experienced. Srila Prabhupada explains in that purport that we can be also, even though we're not experienced, we can take reference to my book. You can take reference to my book, Summary Study of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the Nectar of Devotion, wherein Rupa Goswami delineates the science of these symptoms. There you can verify, like that. So sometimes we see someone coming, rolling on the ground like this, so many things, making some show, where they're not really advanced, but they make some show to get some famous fame or money, disciples, free sex, something is there. In the DVD series called Following Srila Prabhupada, have you seen this? Following Srila Prabhupada? Some of you have seen. Very nice. So in one of these, Satadanya Prabhu, he's explaining how once Srila Prabhupada was with Akinchana Krishnadas, who was his godbrother, and a sort of jolly godbrother, always laughing, always chanting Hare Krishna. So he was talking with Prabhupada in his room, and Satadanya was there. And then this one man came in, and he started rolling on the ground, and shouting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and he's rolling on the ground in front of the two of them, you know. And they're watching like this, and Satadanya is also watching. So Satadanya, he thinks, oh, I better, this is not proper. This person is not. So he picks him up. He picks him up in his hand, and he says to him, Prabhupada is very tired now, and he wants to take rest. And he takes him, he brings him out the door, and he out the door, you know, like, closes the door. So when he and he says this all in Bengali, you know. And Srila Prabhupada, and he looks back, and Srila Prabhupada and Akinchana Krishna, they're Babaji, Das Babaji, they're looking at him like with their mouths open, you know, like very astonished what has happened. And then they both together, at the same time, start breaking out in laughter. Both Prabhupada and Krishnadas Babaji, they start laughing like anything, you know, at what he just did, you know. And then Prabhupada says to Krishnadas Babaji, he says, he speaks very nicely Bengali, no? Like that. And they start laughing again. So evidently, in this case, he did the right thing. But you must be very careful how you do something like that. But in this case, it was Prabhupada's present. But we have to be very careful how we do this. And we have to be careful not to, even though we may experience emotions, because bhakti is emotional. It comes from the heart. And so many times Prabhupada was experienced deep, very deep feelings of bhakti. And you could see in his eyes were tearing, but he was controlling himself. Because he didn't want people to imitate and think and do the same thing. So he was holding back. So this is part of our line. We don't exhibit so much these feelings. Although devotees experience these feelings. We're persons who experience this bhakti so profoundly in our hearts. But sometimes we hold back. Uddhava, in this case, I explained, he couldn't control himself. He couldn't control himself. Because he was also with an experienced devotee, he felt that he couldn't, it was too strong for him. The power of remembering Krishna was so strong that he could not hold back. And the tears came flowing out. So it's explained, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Priyachata Janyakta Ashu Vairagyam Dhyanam Chiyadhaita. That real knowledge of your existence, who you are, who is Krishna, who are others around you, this comes from bhakti. That is coming from bhakti. And automatically being attached to Krishna, you will become detached from this material world. The material world will not have any power over your senses anymore. Because you will only be interested in gratifying Krishna's senses. What does Krishna want? What do you want? I don't want anything. Even if mama janmani janmani shware, nadanamna janamna sundari. Even if I take birth, I don't want anything. I can even take birth again. I don't care. Mama janmani janmani shware. Bhavadat bhakti rahaiti kitwe. That would be nice if I had some little bhakti for Krishna. Even if I have to come back to this material world to do my service, I don't care. As long as I'm a devotee of Krishna, serving Him. That's what we ask for. So this is the liberation of Ajamil, the power of the holy name, and the perfection of devotional sentiment. Because in one sense, Ajamil he's like in a coma. Prabhupada explained sometimes when someone is in a coma, it is because there is some decision being made and it is not sure where this person will go. So sometimes there's a coma. So evidently, for people who are around Ajamil watching, they can see there's some coma there, you know. So anyway, the Yamadutas will continue their preaching to us, you know. And the Srimad Bhagavatam, even the Yamadutas, even Hiranyakashipu can preach to us, you know. Even the Asuras in the Bhagavatam preach, which is very interesting. So therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam is a pure bhakti literature that elevates the consciousnesses of all our consciousness together. It is a festival of words. Maho Utsava. Mahotsava. Maha Utsav elevating everyone's consciousness. So become absorbed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That is true dharma. Because if you surrender to the words of the Srimad Bhagavatam, you are surrendering to Krishna. Because there is no difference between the Bhagavatam and Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. So are there any questions, doubts, corrections, commentaries? Yes, the devotee back there who didn't raise his hand. Didn't raise his hand, but how do you know who it is? The devotee who should have raised his hand. So no one is asking any question because everyone has it very clear. Is that right? It is very clear. Should I ask some questions? No. Who is speaking? Yamadutas. They're responding to what question by the Vishnu Dutas? Huh? They wanted to know what dharma was. Is that what the question was? Is that true? Were any of you here? That's the first question. That's correct. The second question? Who should be punished? Who are the candidates for punishment? They have not answered yet. They answered the first question. What is dharma? And the Yamadutas answered very nicely, very correctly. They were very good in answering. Who did they cite as authority? Huh? Mahajan. Who is the Mahajan? Swayambhur. Swayambhur, they quoted. Swayambhur Manu? No. Huh? Vedavyas. Huh? Brahma. Maharaj. Narada. No, who are they citing? What Mahajan are they citing in this verse? Yamaraj, yes. Yamaraj. Who is also one of the... Everyone was quoting the other Mahajan. That's very good. Bhishma Dev is also Mahajan. So many Mahajan. So, they're quoting. Srila Prabhupada mentions that one who knows Krishna perfectly, he is liberated. He mentions this in the purport. And he cites what verse? Janma Karma Chame Divyam. The one who knows Krishna, Krishna's appearance and activities. Janma and Karma. Okay. There's another verse quoted here. Vedanam pratamo bhakta harir eva yato vibhu ato vishnu vishvatmaka veda iti ahur vedavadina. And it's quoted from an acharya in our line. Madhvacharya, correct. Sweet ball for this rasgulla, rasamalai, for this presents. Let's see, anything else? Too many pundits here. Yeah. Anyway, I have no more questions for you. And no one has any questions? When's prasadam? Question. No more questions. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.